scene of the podcast. I'm starting the podcast this week because Hannah is taking her time and I'm done with the faffing.
I'm so ready.
My name's Sarah.
And I'm Hannah.
And we're the Travelling Two. This week on the podcast.
That's kind of tough. When you start, it's so much more formal.
Yeah, I know, because I'm making it professional. So right now we're in Korong, which is a island in the south of Cambodia. It took us a very long time to get here.
Crazy long time to get here.
Mm-hmm. But it's really, really nice.
Yeah,
really
it's pretty. Really, really pretty. Quite, like, deserted and, like, not deserted. Like, it is a bit, it feels quite deserted and it feels quite, like, isolated and, like, there's not, like, that much
to do
really on the island. Like, even, like, there's different places to stay, but there's not loads. There's not really any, there's a few, like, mini marts, but there's not loads. Like, it's not built up at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels very remote.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's remote, but we are, like, near a hostel that's, like, super full of people and, like, loads of backpackers. So it's, like, remote, but not.
Yeah, if you stay in, like, the nest or somewhere near the nest that we're staying, it seems to be where a lot of tourists, a lot of Brits particularly, are staying and hanging out. And it means that you get to meet a lot of people that are, like, similar age and doing very, very similar things. Everyone's been to all the classic Southeast Asia places.
Mm-hmm.
So, how have you been finding the week so far, though?
I think it's been a good week. I think, as travelling goes, I think it's been one of my, maybe, not one of my favourite weeks, but, like, I've really enjoyed everything that we've done. I think we've done a big variety of things this week. Like, each city and place that we visited has been quite different from each other, and I've really enjoyed that. It's been our first week of, like, long bus trips and that kind of stuff, which has been an experience, but actually not as bad as I thought at all.
No, yeah, I think it's definitely made out to be worse than it is.
Actually is, and yeah, so I think it's been a good week. How have you thought the week's gone?
I think it's been good. Okay, I do really like Cambodia. I think I found the week in general maybe a little bit up and down.
Mm.
Like, I think there's been some really good parts and there's been parts that I maybe haven't enjoyed as much. But that might just be less in terms of the place and maybe a bit more me. But yeah, we have done some really good things this week, which we'll get into. And there has been a lot of variety.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
So let's get into our rates and reviews of the week. So our first place that we're reviewing is Siem Reap. So this is where, we left off last week.
Yeah, so we got a 6-hour, mm-hmm. I think it was 6 hours, yeah?
Yeah, 6-hour minibus from Phnom Penh to Siem Reap. We organised this just for our hostel, super easy. It did take us 6 hours, no more than that, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And yeah, Siem Reap was really nice. So that we arrived, like, late afternoon and we just went to a restaurant. Would really, really recommend Wild in Siem Reap. It specialises in spring rolls and it was incredible. But maybe don't try the fresh spring rolls.
That might have just been our taste preference. But, like, they had 4 veggie spring rolls on the menu, so we got all 4 to try. 2 fresh, 2 fried ones. Yeah, we weren't fans of the fresh spring rolls.
Fried ones are really good, though.
The fried ones were amazing, but, like, maybe other people would like them. But yeah, really, really nice restaurant, great food.
The first night we kind of were just getting to know Siem Reap. Siem Reap is so nice in comparison to Phnom Penh.
It's like a completely different feel. As soon as you arrive, it's like, it's just way nicer. It's
wide streets.
Like, not built up, but like more pavements and less rubbish. Like, it's less garbagey and smelly.
I think it's just slightly tidier.
Yes, tidier, yeah.
I think that's the word. Like, it's got bigger roads, better pavements. There's, like, a main central area, like Pub Street, and has lots of shops and lots of restaurants. Like, it feels like a good place to
hang out and, like, go in at night.
Yeah. So, Siem Reap as a city, I really, really liked it. We stayed again at the Mad Monkey, Siem Reap one. It was a little, like, only 10 minutes from the main central area. Was really nice. I really liked the Mad Monkey and Siem Reap.
Really, really nice hostel. I'd say it's more what I was expecting when we booked Mad Monkey. Like, Phnom Penh one was a really nice hostel, but, like, kind of, it was, like, quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the one in Siem Reap, I feel like, is more what you would expect to, like to have. It was more of that feel. They had events going on like every night. We did the pub crawl, and we did what other events did they have on when we were there?
They did have a pub quiz, which we didn't go to.
If you didn't go to it. And the first day they had on a walking tour thing around the city, and the day that we left they had a pool party. So like they have literally events going on every single day, every single night.
So the main reason for going to Siem Reap is because of Angkor Wat. So Angkor Wat is a massive historical site with loads of temples.
So Angkor Wat is a temple in itself, yeah. But Angkor Wat is also the name of the region, mm-hmm. which is a collection of
temples.
Yeah.
There's like 30 plus temples in this one massive area.
Yeah.
We did a tour. We went to the ticket office. Turns out it's not actually in the Angkor Wat entrance. You have to buy it from the ticket office that is outside, which we made the mistake that we just asked for a tuk-tuk straight to Angkor Wat. And then we got there and he was like, do you have a ticket? And we were like, no.
I think it was when we put it in on Grab. We just typed in Angkor Wat, but it was to like west entrance or somewhere.
Mm.
Just an entrance around the region, whereas the ticket office is a specific place that you need to go to.
Yeah, so bear that in mind if you're going, buy a ticket at the ticket office. And then we got a guide to Angkor Wat, but the thing is, you need a guide and you need a tuk-tuk for the day because it's such a massive area and so many temples to see. So I think it worked out way more expensive for us than it would have if we had like properly planned it.
Yeah, because some tuk-tuk drivers would be your guide as well, so they'd take you around, then they'll get out the tuk-tuk and tell you about the temple. Whereas for us, our tuk-tuk driver that we had got there was waiting for us and said he'd be our driver, and the tour guide that you meet there are not tuk-tuk drivers, so you had to still pay for both.
Yeah, you had to pay for a guide and a tuk-tuk, so a little bit spenny, but worth it because you really need a guide, I'd say.
Yeah, you kind of do, because otherwise you're just walking around ruins and you don't know anything about them.
Mm-hmm. So we went to Angkor Wat first. It took us like 2 hours, 2-3 hours just there walking about. And then we went to Bayan Temple. We went to a couple others nearby.
I think we went to one that was called like Elephant something.
And then we finished with Ta Prohm Temple, which is the temple that's used in Tomb Raider. That actually was my favourite temple because there's loads of massive, massive trees, like a fig curtain tree, which I loved.
Yeah, and the roots are like growing over the ruins.
Over the ruins, and it was really cool.
It's really cool.
Yeah, the temples were amazing, like, just so cool. But it was a really, really long day and so hot.
Like never sweated so much in my life.
Yeah, no, I think I sweated more yesterday on the journey here than at Angkor Wat. But
I don't know, I think it was quite close.
It was like, because you have to wear like a long skirt and a long t-shirt that covers your shoulders, and like when you're walking around in the heat of the day for like 7 hours,
you're not really like, there's not much shade unless you're sort of under a ruin or like under a tree or something. So like you're literally out in the heat for like the whole day walking around these ruins, and there's a lot of stairs to climb,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of the temples are 3 floors,
mm-hmm.
and you go up and see all the different floors, so you're climbing stairs and it's really exhausting.
Yeah, but I still thought it was really good. And actually everyone goes to Angkor Wat at sunrise, so we didn't do that the first day. We thought we'd save it for the second day because the ticket that you buy is valid for 2 consecutive days in Angkor Wat.
Yeah, it was so that you buy it for 1 and you get it for 2.
Yeah, so the next day we went there at sunrise. Unfortunately,
it wasn't the best sunrise.
It was not worth waking up at 4 a.m.
4 a.m, yeah. There was no colour in the sky.
No colour whatsoever. It was very sad. I'm not sure if you can plan it for a good sunrise, but
I don't think you can. I don't think you can guarantee a good sunrise, but I think we were just a bit unlucky that ours wasn't great.
Yeah, I would not be doing that again.
No, not getting up at 4 a.m. for.
So I think that's everything from Siem Reap.
The only other thing we did, we went to Fair Circus, which is like a kind of like a whole experience, because they have the show, which is an hour, 7 to 8, but it opens a bit earlier, and there's a whole cafe where they like cook just like outside.
The food is amazing.
The food's really good there.
It's quite nice because they have it all laid out, all the dishes.
Yeah, so you can,
you know what you're getting.
Yeah, you know exactly what you're getting. You can see it all beforehand. You could also, like, they have music playing, and you could also try on, like, Cambodian clothes if you wanted. And the show was incredible. Brilliant. So, so good. Really and that good. Was, like, our final night in Siem Reap.
Mm-hmm. So what would you rate Siem Reap?
I gave Siem Reap a classic 7. I did really like Siem Reap in comparison to Phnom Penh, but I feel like Angkor Wat's, like, a massive thing that everyone does and is, like, the reason that people go to Siem Reap. And, yes, it was good, but, like, we've seen so many temples and... I kind of just felt like they were more temples. And really, I'd say probably I preferred the circus.
Yeah, fair enough.
But yeah, Siem Reap was still nicer. Mm-hmm. Go on, what about
you? I don't think you're going to expect this.
What did you give?
But I gave Siem Reap a 10 out of 10.
No way.
Yeah. I just think, like, Siem Reap has a bit, not a bit of everything, because it doesn't have, like, beaches or anything like that. But I just thought, like, all the experiences and all the things that you did there was really fun. Like, I really like, I liked Angkor Wat. I know it was a really long day, but I think, like, the tour guide was, he was, like, his English was amazing. He was a character. But I thought, like, I loved him telling all the stories, like, the Hindu origin stories, and just, I felt like it was the first time where I went to a temple, and I could actually imagine the people, like, going there, and, like, it being built, and, like, I really felt like we had stepped back in time.
Mm.
Whereas, like, all the other temples, I'm like, oh, they're just, like, it doesn't feel, like, that big. Whereas at this temple, I was like, wow, this is, like, it's, like, so old. And I think I was just surprised by how the carvings on the walls were still so intact.
Yeah, they were.
And, like, they were so impressive. And, like, I don't know, like, there's just so much history there.
Mm.
I loved our pub crawl at Mad Monkey. That was really fun, like, meeting people at the hostel. I loved the circus. I thought the circus was amazing.
Circus was brilliant.
I just thought, like, everything that we did in Siem Reap was really good and really fun. So, 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Wow, I am quite surprised. Yeah. So, after Siem Reap, we then headed on another 4-hour journey to Battambang, which is actually the second largest
city
in Cambodia. I think a lot of people miss this out on their general route. Only some people go, and people said it was worth it, and it didn't disappoint me. I think it was worth it.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a lot of things, like, around the area
It's not necessarily in the central city. Yeah. It's more a tour of the things around the city.
Like, it's walkable, as in, like, the city's very built up. It's a bit similar to Siem Reap. Like, it's clean, it's...
I didn't think that. I thought it was similar to Phnom Penh.
Really?
Yeah.
You got the kind of feel.
I got the same vibes as Phnom Penh because the central market was really dirty.
Yeah, the central market was quite dirty, but, like, by the river, there was all pavements.
I would say it was more Phnom Penh than Siem Reap.
Maybe in between. I don't think it was quite like Phnom Penh. Okay. Phnom Penh was way worse.
Okay.
I feel like we've got such different marks this week. Such different marks. The first day, we tried to, like, walk around a bit, but, like, there's a lot of the stuff that might have been the top things to see previously have now shut down. So then the stuff that you kind of want to see around the city, you still need, like, a tuk-tuk to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second day when we did, like, a full tour of the countryside, different spots that are a bit further out, and went on the bamboo train, which is a classic thing to do there, and saw the bat caves, all of that is, like, I don't know, like, half an hour maybe drive out of the main city.
Mm-hmm. Our tour guide was incredible. His name was Sam Bath, I think.
Yeah.
He just went by Sam.
He spoke perfect, like, really, really good
really,
English.
Really, really good English. And, like, I liked it because everywhere that he went, he ingrained stories of his life, which, like, and he just told us all about his family and, like, how it was during the war and, like, just his experiences of just life in Cambodia. And, like, he took us to so many different places to, like, try some food. We tried, like, we went,
like,
to,
on the first day when he was just taking us out and just, like, showing us a bit around, he, like, took us to a market because he was like, I want you to try this. And he bought us some, like, tapioca coconut cake. The second day when we were on this bigger day tour with the 3 other people from the hostel, he, like, kept taking us to little villages, like one that specialized in sticky rice and one that specialized in spring rolls, and, like, would just, like, show us, like, so many different things that he was like, oh, this is cool to see, and...
Yeah, like, he did so many more stops than was advertised,
yeah.
On the tour, and it was a brilliant tour. Like, yeah, brilliant. I would really recommend, if you're going to stay in Battambang, we stayed at the hostel called The Place, and the tour was through them. It was really cheap tour as well, considering...
Yeah, the more people you get, so if it's, like, 4 to 5 people, it's only $8 for the whole day. You still have to pay, like, entry fee for
the temple
and, like, to go on the bamboo train, and we went to a crocodile farm, and, like, things like that you had to pay entry fee for, but other than that, like, it's still, like, very, very good value.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what was your review, your rating?
Yeah, so I gave Battambang a 9 out of 10.
Nice.
Because I loved the time there. Like, mm-hmm. I really, really enjoyed it. Probably because of Sam. Like, he was my favourite tuk-tuk tour guide that we've had so far.
Ellen Katu in Bali.
He wasn't a tuk-tuk tour guide.
That's true.
He was just really nice and, like, really friendly. And, yeah, I liked everything that we did in Battambang. And there was, like, a lot of variety. Like, we went to a temple, but we didn't just go to a temple. We went to, like, one, and then we went to, like,
the bamboo loads train.
Of different things.
Yeah, and the bamboo train, by the way, we keep saying bamboo train. Bamboo train is not, like, a train at all. It's a bamboo raft on a train.
On a train track. Like, it's a train track, but it's literally, like, just a sheet of bamboo that you're sitting on.
Yeah, but it was quite cool. It took us, like...
It went quite fast. It was a bit more like a roller coaster than a train.
Yeah, I would agree. Because everyone keeps asking me, like, you did a bamboo train, what was that? And, like, I sent a picture and they're like, that's not what I imagined.
Yeah, it's not what I imagined either.
Yeah.
But you go to, like, what they call a village, which is really just, like, more like one person's house rather than, like, a whole village.
Selling a bunch of bracelets that they went to buy.
Yeah.
I thought the Bat Cave was really, really good as well. Like, it's basically just a cave where, like, 3 million bats just come out at night and, like, they swarm through the sky and, like, it leaves a bit of, like, a little ripple in the sky kind of thing.
It was really cool.
So my review for Battambang was also a 9 out of 10.
Oh, nice. So I thought yours was going to be lower than that.
No, I really liked the tour. I really liked the tour and I really liked the tuk-tuk mini tour that we did the day before. Like, it was all great. I just didn't really like our hostel. Like, the hostel was good in terms of we organised all our tours through it, but it had no aircon and...
And the room was just, like, the beds was so uncomfortable.
Like, we got no sleep the night before, and then we did a night bus straight after that, so it was, like, two nights of no sleep.
But it was, yeah.
Yeah.
It was rough.
Okay, so those are rates and reviews. Now on to tiffs and tails. What's your tiff?
I think I want you to start.
No, I want you to start.
No, I really, really want you to start. No. Okay, I'm fine.
You need to start.
Are you sure?
Yes.
My tiff with Sarah this week isn't really a tiff. Like, it didn't, like, annoy me. But it's more like I want to share this story from perspective of where and I was standing there. So, we were on the first minibus.
Oh, okay. Not what I thought it was.
Okay. We were on the first minibus. And there was this guy, and he was like, oh my god, I just tried a bug. And then Sarah was like, I want to try a bug. And I was like, ooh, that's gross, I'm never trying a bug. It's like a traditional cuisine here?
Yeah, it's like the town that we stopped at on the way from Phnom Penh Siem Reap was like, it's their delicacy.
Yeah, like a local delicacy. And, like, I'd say mainly in the town that we just, like, pulled up in, but, like, also generally, I think, in Cambodia, like, a lot, some of the street food places, like, sell these fried bugs or whatever they are.
Mm.
Anyway, so Sarah wanted to try a bug just to say that she had tried it. Anyway, so we go over to this stand, and then Sarah's like, bug, please, basically to try and communicate with this Cambodian poor woman in English. And the woman starts shoveling... Like, not buckets, is a bit of an exaggeration, but, like, metal tin cans full of these fried bugs into a bag. And Sarah doesn't say anything to the woman.
I looked at you.
Yeah, at me.
And I was like, what is she doing? And then I was like, no.
She starts shoveling. And Sarah's like, Sarah eventually goes, like, you put one finger up and she's like, no, you didn't even say just one, actually.
I was
you
just
like, you gave, like, the no signal of, like, putting your hands, like, no more. And she was just like, she was taken from, like, a different batch as well. I don't know if they had, like, different flavoured bugs or something.
Oh, I didn't see
because
that.
She, like, took from, like, two. And then she was, like, filling this bag up. Like, it was a hefty bag of bugs. And then she charged $1. And then Sarah walked away. I was like, why did you do that? Why didn't you say anything? And she was like, what am I going to do with this bag of bugs now? I was like, I have no idea. And then she wanted to encourage him to try and eat it. And I was just like, no. If you want to eat it, eat it. But I'm not encouraging you to eat a bag of bugs. She managed 3 bugs in the end.
I think I could have eaten more, and but I was quite worried. No, I didn't heave.
As in, like, you were like... The third one, the first one, you were fine. The second one, you were like, I feel like I need to do this. And then the third, we like, got to the hostel. By the way, now we had food, and, like, she didn't need to eat a bag of bugs. And she was like, I feel like I might need to eat another one just to, like, make the dollar and the bag of bugs worth it. So then she, like, eats another one, and she's like, no, that was a bad decision. And I'm like, well, obviously, you've got a bag of bugs. Why would eating it be a good decision?
It's part of the experience. It's part of travelling. You got to do it.
The rest of the bugs went in the bin, as a disclaimer.
It's true, it's true. But I ate 3. I'm proud of that.
Yeah.
So that's not a bad tip at all.
It's not really a tip. It's care. More just a story.
Okay.
Go.
Okay, so my tip of you is not really a tip because in the moment I just remember being annoyed, but that's because the state that I was in the moment. I had had a couple drinks and I was not happy about leaving... early and wanting to leave early. And I remember you pulling me away and being like, not pulling me away, because you were like, no, we don't have to leave if you don't want to, but I was like, oh, Hannah wants to leave, we should leave. And I just remember in that moment being a little bit annoyed that we had to leave, but then also I'm very glad that we left at that time, because I didn't realize the time and it was already like
2 a.m.
and we needed to wake up for sunrise. So I'm really glad that we left. I just remember in that moment being like, oh, do we have to? So it's not really a tip, but that's the only time I can really remember being annoyed.
I had only a person to cause this. This was at the pub in Siem Reap when we went on this pub crawl. Bearing in mind, we had been at Angkor Wat from like 12 till 6 p.m., had come and, like, changed and had dinner and then gone straight on this pub crawl and had been out to, like, a few pubs, and then we ended up in this final pub, and I literally said, caught you in the toilet, and I was like, I'm ready to go when you are.
Yeah.
Wasn't like, we
had... No, you didn't say that we had to go. I remember distinctly you didn't say we had to go, but I just remember being like, oh, it's... I think you said that it was 2 a.m.
I was like, it's like 1:30, like, I'm ready to go whenever you are.
Yeah. But no, I'm really glad we left. Like, I'm really glad we left. Otherwise, yeah, we would have had no sleep between going...
We had 1 hour. We went to bed at 2:30. I think it was actually 2:40. And then
we got up at 4:15.
Yeah.
To go to sunrise.
Yeah, we had like an hour.
So I'm really glad that you did, like, that we did go back.
Yeah.
On to our tales of the week. So we've kind of only got one major tale this week, and that's our journey all the way from Battambang to Koorong. So as we've said, it's been our first week of doing bus journeys. I think throughout the week, they've got progressively slightly worse. Like, our first minivan experience was good.
It was really good.
6 hours. We weren't sharing a seat with anyone. It was fine. Our second one was the one where we went from Siem Reap to Battambang. That was only 2.5 hours, when actually we thought it was going to be 4. So That was
because they drove like a maniac. That was the only reason it was shorter.
But they did cram in, I think I counted 10 people in a 6-seater
van. Yeah. We were in the back with this one guy who was really not happy.
He was raging.
when they were like, yep, you're in the back. He was like, how the hell is everyone fitting in this car?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, those were
Journeys
fine.
Was actually fine. Like, when fine. People say that journey, like, buses are bad, like, journeys were fine, quite smooth.
And then we did a night bus. And our night bus experience and the following journey experiences, which is not great. So we booked a Battambang to... It goes Battambang to Sihanoukville, but it goes to Phnom Penh, which, if you look on a map, it looks like you should be able to go diagonal from Battambang to Sihanoukville, but really they only have two main roads in the whole of Cambodia, and so you have to go back to Phnom Penh and then back down to Sihanoukville. Mm. So our night bus went from Battambang to Phnom Penh.
We arrived an hour later
than expected.
In Phnom Penh.
Which wasn't that bad. The bus stopped quite a few times in the night. I just remember needing the toilet so much.
Yeah, so the night bus is like, it's just like a big bus, but like filled with like a double-decker beds.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are single, some of them are doubles. So like, if you're not traveling with somebody else, make sure to book a single, because otherwise you'll just have a stranger sleeping right next to you in like quite a cramped space.
Thankfully we had each other,
and like, actually I wouldn't say the night bus is terrible, apart from the fact that they don't stop so often as the daytime buses stopped in toilets, and like, we were desperate.
Mm-hmm.
And it took ages to get to a toilet, whereas I'd say other buses stopped so often.
Yeah, like, we only went to the toilet at 2:30 a.m. when we had left the station at 9:30. That was 5 hours. I'm like, I was busting within 2 hours.
Yeah. But otherwise, like, I would say, like, the actual bus was fine.
Yeah.
Like, I
slept quite well. From 2:30 onwards, I slept quite well until 5:30.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I slept particularly well, but I don't think it was terrible. But what I wasn't expecting was it to arrive in Phnom Penh and then be kicked off the bus and have to wait in Phnom Penh for an hour for another minivan to arrive. I thought it was a sleeper bus from Sihanoukville, from Battambang straight to Sihanoukville, whereas that didn't happen. So we arrived in Phnom Penh, someone woke us up, because at this point I was actually asleep, and then we got off the bus in Phnom Penh, and they just were like, yeah, wait here. And an hour later, a minivan showed up and again shoveled people in, which stopped literally every half an hour to an hour at like a petrol station or a service
station. They literally just stopped like everywhere.
They just like to have a drink, have a cigarette, have a pee.
And it was like, it was nice to stand up for a while, stretch your legs, but
we
like,
got out once just to like go to the toilet, and we stopped at like a bakery kind of place and get
some food.
Yeah,
I'm glad they stopped for a bakery because we needed food.
But like, otherwise, they stopped so often, and this made the journey really long. So we arrived in Sihanoukville
at 12.
At 12. So we were meant to arrive there at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
And we arrived in Sihanoukville at 12. So that was already super delayed. And then they literally got us out at a petrol station, and tuk-tuk drivers were like, we're here to pick you up and take you to the ferry. And we were like, okay.
it felt dodgy.
Very dodgy, but like, there were six of us doing this same journey, and we were like, are you like, we want to go to the harbour to get the ferry to Koh Rong. They were like, yeah, get in our tuk-tuk for free. And then they took us to the harbour. We tracked it. It was all actually safe and we were fine. And they were like, yeah, you buy the ticket here. Fine, we got the ferry ticket. It was like an hour until the ferry. And then they were like, okay, now you pay us. And we were like, no, mate, you told us it was free.
I mean, it was never going to be free, really, was it?
So
I knew getting in, they were going to charge us for it.
You were not willing to pay him, though. So Sarah was like, no, you told me it was free. And he was like, no, it was 27 between all of you. And we were like, oh, well, that's not free then, is it? And in the end, we ended up just literally walking away from him, being like, nope, you told me it was free. I'm not paying you.
It was quite bad in hindsight. And I think karma got to us because we got charged here $2
each.
Yeah,
it made no difference in the end because we still spent money.
Yeah. For like another taxi. But yeah, don't trust any of them when they say something is free.
Yeah.
It just, everything feels like a scam here.
Yeah,
like,
you can
really
get
does.
Scammed,
and
I think, quite
a
bit.
Scammed.
I think we do. I think as tourists, they're like, we can try and get as much out of you as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So then, the ferry came. It's delayed as well.
I mean, look, slightly, though.
It was still
I
delayed.
The ferry was fine. I liked the ferry.
The ferry wasn't as bad as actually I was expecting. Quite smooth, didn't feel too seasick. But then they drop you at Longsett Beach, which they tell you has motor taxis, which will then take you from the pier round to where you're staying. That doesn't happen. Again, don't believe any of them that tell you there's going to be loads of motor taxis and people to come and pick you up and help you with your bags. Nope. If you have suitcases, there's no roads, and then there was a one taxi man who said he would take us to a 3-minute walk to the hostel that we were staying at. So fine, we paid him $2 each, and he
doesn't sound expensive at all for UK, but for Cambodia, like, you should be expecting to pay like $50 to $1.
But we paid him $2 each to drop us there, and then he told us, okay, you just go down here, take a right turn, and you should be there. Anyway, he dropped us in the completely wrong place, and we were walking through the jungle for what felt like forever. And actually, it turns out the guy from our hostel was out looking for us because he knew that the guy had dropped us in the wrong place, apparently.
Because they all talk to each other and all call each other somehow. They all are interconnected.
We were walking for the jungle with lugging our suitcases for ages.
Like, it was literally, we were lost in the jungle for like an hour.
It was horrendous. It was so bad.
just drops of sweat.
Just dripping.
Like, I had to, at one point, I had to leave Hannah with the cases, like, just in this random path, because there was, like, a fork in the road, and we were like,
we didn't know which way to go.
So I went right for, like, a solid, I was gone for, like, 10, 15 minutes, maybe.
Yeah. We still had signal on our phone, so, like, I was just messaging Sarah.
Yeah, and, like, it just wouldn't turn left, which is what we wanted it to do. It just wouldn't. So then I just came back to Hannah. We had literally nearly ran out of water by this point. Hannah looked like she was going to faint.
I was... Yeah, maybe that was more sweaty than in Angkor Wat. Like, it was so hot. Like, by the time we got back, like, our clothes were disgustingly wet.
Yeah. We managed to find a path that, like, went to the beach. We ended up lugging our suitcases on the sand.
On the sand, which was the whole reason that we had got the taxi in the first place, was to avoid having to, like, lug them across the sand.
But it had to be done, and then the guy found us, and
he was like, leave your case, I'll come with my bike. I was like, thank God.
I think moral of the story really is, for me, is I really wish we hadn't done the suitcase.
Yeah, that we had a backpack.
And it was, as in, like, it's such a debate when you're travelling, whether you should use suitcase or backpack. And, like, everyone says, do backpack. But we're like, I think for Australia, like, it was perfectly fine to do suitcase.
Yeah.
Like, it was ideal for Australia. And, like, I do still like having a suitcase because it's nicer to open and, like, have your stuff.
Yeah, it's easier to see and pack and things.
But, like, and it hasn't been an issue for us at all. And we've been travelling 3.5 months now. This is the first time that we've encountered a problem with a suitcase. And I think if we had done a tiny bit more planning and we could have maybe timed it so that we could have dropped off our suitcase at Sihanoukville and then just done a little backpack like we had done in Bali, it would have been so much easier, but, like, that kind of wasn't possible. If we had stayed at the pier hotels rather than a hostel that's in the middle of nowhere,
yeah, and then just walked along the beach to get to the hostels,
yeah, then it would have been fine.
It would have been fine.
But, yeah, just...
It was mainly the jungle part of the journey that was horrendous.
Was the icing
was
on the cake.
Was the tipping point. But, like, if we just think about, like, buses, which, like, when you're planning a backpacking journey, people are probably worried about buses and things. Like, the actual overnight buses or just buses about in general, I would say haven't been, like...
Terrible so far.
Yeah, terrible so far, and definitely, like, not as bad as, like, some horror stories I've heard. It was just mainly the whole jungle experience was unnecessary after having, like, no sleep for 2 days and being...
Starving. Yeah. I think that was main issue as well.
And thirsty, we did, like, and just, like, everything.
Yeah, it was just a lot, but...
It was a lot.
Yeah, it's a tale, so...
Great tale.
Great tale. So, on to our lessons learnt. So, our main lesson... We've learnt a lot in Cambodia, and... I think a lot of what we've learned is just, these are all, like, the Southeast Asia backpacking specific essentials.
Yeah.
So, in Cambodia, the way that we've done all of our tours and all of our buses has been for our hostels. So, if you try to find, like, stuff online, like, about buses, about tours, like, a lot of it is outdated and a lot of it is just incorrect. Like, we thought that we weren't going to be able to do a bus from Battambang to Sihanoukville. You can.
Yeah, and even there's, like, different websites that you can book your buses through, but a lot of them say, like, buses are full or...
They give you the wrong time.
They're from, like, random times and random bus stops. It's way, way simpler and easier and just possible as well to book it straight through your hostel the day before you want to get a bus.
The bus comes straight to your hostel and drops you off like, the city centre
or... where you want to be.
Yeah, so much easier. Just do it that way.
It's really, really straightforward. And the same with tours. Like we say, we did our Angkor Wat tour by going there, but... Actually, Mad Monkey had a tour of Angkor Wat, Sunrise, Small Circuit and Grand Tour. And I think it would have been way easier to just do it through them. A lot of hostels have connections with, like, different companies. So they get deals. So, like, things aren't also too expensive.
Mm-hmm. Our second lesson is related to our tale that we just said. So expect journeys to take way longer than advertised. Also, keep snacks on you at all times. And buy anything available when you can.
Yeah, so like 11 hours can easily turn into 15. Journeys are way, way longer most of the time than they're advertised to be. Just because bus drivers like to stop a lot, you don't know when you're definitely going to arrive in a place. So it's always best to have some snacks available.
Yeah, because we had run out of like all of our Oreos and everything. And I was just hungry.
Sarah was hangry. And our final lesson for the week is that Cambodian people are really friendly and help each other out a lot. So, like, just what I've noticed is that even just, like, helping each other, like, when we were getting in and out of the buses, they all just seem to help each other with every bag and always just, like, chatting and...
They act as if, like, they know... They act as if
everyone is best friends, but, like, I feel like they don't know each other.
No. Like, I really like the culture here, like, in comparison to the UK, where, like, no one talks to each other, everyone's, like, rude, and, like, I don't know, it just, like, it feels way more of a community here, like, people will talk to each other regardless of, yeah, like, where they're like, from, in, like, anything.
Yeah, in restaurants, in all the markets, like, our tour guide in Angkor Wat, when we stopped for lunch, like, he went and just, like, was chatting to the woman in that restaurant, and, like, they kind of just, like, they go and, like, sort of sort themselves out as if it's, like, everywhere's, like, their home kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you're going into a restaurant that is someone serving you. It's like, this is my kitchen.
Yeah.
It's just, like, a very friendly culture.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to our highs and our lows. Mm-hmm. What's your high of the week?
So, my high is the circus in Siem Reap. I just remember sitting out at the circus and being like... This is such a random thing to be doing in Cambodia. I did not expect to be watching this circus right now.
I feel like it was me that was more like, we should go to the circus, and you weren't, like, so bothered about it before.
I was literally like, why are we paying to go to a circus? Yeah. Like, also because it was, like, not that cheap of an activity. Like, cheap in comparison to the UK, but, like...
It was, like, $10, right?
$10, but, like, that's £8, which, if you're on a budget of £25 a day...
It takes a chunk.
It takes a chunk. So I was like, why are we going to circus? But I was like, okay, let's go. I'm so glad we went. It was so fun.
It was really, really good.
It was my high of the week. Like, I was just sat there and I was like, this is so impressive and, like, just so random. Like, we're in Cambodia and we're watching the circus. And I just remember being like, wow, this is crazy.
Nice.
Yeah, so that was my high.
Love it.
What was yours?
Mine was less of a moment. Mine was Sam. From Battambang. My high was Sam. Everything we did with him was brilliant. Like, as soon as we got there and we did, like, the first day tour with him, that was just, like, an hour. Loved it.
Mm-hmm.
He was just a great tour guide. And just, like, I think, like, it's the added little things that he did that made it great. Like, the fact that we stopped at a market and he was like, I really want you to try this. And, like, the fact that he made everything so personal to, like, him... It was all those added little bits that I really enjoyed. And then the next day, when we first went out and we found out that, like, the tour guide for that, for the whole day was going to be him, I was so happy. And he didn't disappoint.
Very nice.
I still actually need to message him and ask him. He took, like, selfies.
Yeah. He was a lovely tour guide.
He was just so nice.
Did like
highly Sam. Recommend Sam in the place.
Mm-hmm.
What about your low for the week?
So I didn't really have much of a low this week, and even with the long, massive journey yesterday, 18 hours, I thought that maybe that should be my low, but, like, it really just wasn't. Like, I was still in good spirits regardless of everything that was going on. I think my low might just be, like, everyone has been raving to us all week. Like, we've met a lot of people travelling this week, like, a lot of backpackers, and so many recommendations from backpackers. And so we said, well, we're heading to Koh Rong, where should we stay?
Mm.
Everyone was like, you have to stay at the Nest. Yeah. You have to. It's, like, the party place to be. You'll have the best time ever.
It's just, like, everyone stays, but, like, there's no other place to stay. Like, you have to stay at the Nest.
So we were like, okay, this sounds like a great plan. We'll do it. And we've planned our entire thing around the Nest. Like, we couldn't actually book the nights there because it was fully booked out. So we're like, okay, this is great. It must be a great hostel. It's fully booked out. So we booked this hostel that's, like, 2 minutes around the corner called Buna Jungle. And it's in the middle of the jungle. and just for this hostel. And yesterday was Nestival. So it was supposed to be, like, an all-day festival. And, like, we arrived only at 5 p.m. So maybe, like, by that time people were tired and they'd been drinking all day. And, like, it just wasn't the vibes. But, like, we just arrived and I was just like, this is not what I was expecting. Like, yeah. The hostel is quite basic. We're not staying there at the moment, but we are moving there tomorrow. And, like, I was just expecting so much more compared to whatever, like, just compared to what everyone's saying. So I'd say, like, just expectations versus reality.
Isn't the same.
Wasn't the same.
I mean, even now, like, if you look on their Instagram, I'd still say it's a bit different to, like, the actual feel when you're there.
Mm-hmm. But the Sunday roast today was worth it. Like,
yeah, the Sunday roast was nice.
Amazing.
Their food here, actually, at the Nest is really good.
Mm-hmm. It's more just their facilities. I thought their facilities would be way better.
Yeah. The view from the beach is just like a beach club on the beach, basically. It's not so much like a built hostel.
No. What was your low?
So, my low was a period of the day in Angkor Wat.
Mm-hmm.
Angkor Wat, like we've said, is really big, and it gets to a point in, I think, Southeast Asia, where you're a bit templed out. And I think I reached that peak in Angkor Wat, where I was like, all right, I've seen enough temples, I'm too hot, I'm too tired, I'm too hungry, I'm done. And I feel like low is like when you're like, you have to be sad. Well, not saying I was necessarily sad at this point, but I was just a bit like, I've seen enough. So, like, Angkor Wat's good, but make sure you're ready for a long day of temples. Shall we move on to our interesting facts?
So, we've had a lot of facts this week, as usual.
It's been quite a fact-heavy week.
Cambodia just has so much history in it. It's, like, ridiculous. And I think this is why I've liked Cambodia the most, maybe. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so our facts are from Angkor Wat, because, of course, Angkor Wat is the largest temple in the whole world. It's actually 900 years old. It was built in the 12th century, and they actually only took 30 years to build it. It's quite impressive considering, like, how big it is. And the temple was originally Hindu, but now, because Cambodia is mainly Buddhist, the temple serves both Hindus and Buddhists, which I didn't know that they did that. And
I feel like quite a few temples might,
like,
do that.
Loads of temples are both Buddhist and Hindu, and I just didn't realise that at all about temples in general.
Yeah.
So I thought that was quite cool. And actually, Angkor Wat features on the Cambodian flag, which I don't think I've looked at the Cambodian flag well enough to realise that, but
yeah, it's a temple in the middle.
Yeah, it's a temple, and the temple is Angkor Wat. One last interesting fact was from when we visited the Bat Caves. So Sam was telling us all about how someone owns the Bat Caves,
mm-hmm.
and you're not allowed to go inside them. You can only watch from a distance all the bats coming out.
Only his family's allowed to go inside.
Mm-hmm. And they actually consider the guy who owns the Bat Cave like a millionaire, because all the bat poo, all the bat poo is, like, worth so much money because it's actually used as fertilizer on farms. And so he goes in and collects all the bat poo and sells bags and bags of bat poo, and now he's a millionaire.
Yeah. When they say millionaire, his two UK people, I don't think he would be considered a millionaire.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, £1 is 4,000 real.
Yeah, and I can't remember how much he said it was sold for.
He said one bag of 20 kilograms was only $6.
Right, so, and he said he sells, I can't remember, but we did do, like, some maths on it, and it worked out to be, like, millions in real, which wouldn't be millions in pounds.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you see
3 million
bats coming out every day at, like, about 6 p.m, depending on the temperature, and then they all go, like, looking for their food and then come back in, mm-hmm. in the morning.
Now on to upcoming plans.
So as we've said, we're currently in Koh Rong. So we've got 2 more nights here. And then we're going to be heading to back to mainland to Kampot. And then out of Cambodia and on to our fourth country.
Mm-hmm. So our fourth country is... Vietnam.
So we're heading from Kampot to Ho Chi Minh.
Or Saigon. Whichever one you call it.
And then we're planning to spend 3-ish weeks in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm. So, if you want to keep up to date with our travels, follow our podcast on Spotify. Turn on your notifications to find out when our episodes will come out. We tend to get them out on a Thursday, though sometimes that varies depending on all of our travel.
You can also follow us on Instagram at the Traveling To Podcast. And if you have anything that you want to share with us, then email us at thetravelingtopod@gmail.com.
Thank you for listening, and you'll hear from us next week.